Okay, so you didn't hear it from me, but you can find some amazing deals on activewear at Kohl's right now. I'm talking major brands. Like, it almost seems too good to be true, but it's not. I got some super cute sneakers from Adidas, and the Nike tee I got for my daughter was 25% off. And not to brag, but I also earned triple rewards with my Kohl's card. So you know I'm going back for the Fitbit Versa 3. Or will I get the Under Armour leggings? Select styles. Kohl's Rewards members earn double or triple rewards February 24th through 28th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
And what a minute, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Like we never left. Podcast and Chill. Episode 218. Is it 18?
18, yeah. 218. Yeah.
It's like it's running now, hey?
Yeah.
Yo.
Siakichi.
Siakichi.
Soul is here. Ghost Lady is here. I'm here. The pool is here. You are here, bro. Which is why we love you. And yeah, man, fuck, I'm so pissed off.
Why?
I'm going to almost 24 hours without electricity.
Eish.
My complex is a fucking scam, bro.
I know.
Eish.
Fucking hell.
But it's just your complex or your area? So it's not load shedding then?
No, it's not load shedding. Complex it's just related. My complex. So apparently, because I recently moved. Now, how long have I been at this new place? Like 3 months?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But there's like every week there's something wrong.
Is it?
Yeah. So yeah. It's not even about like Eskom and whatnot. It's just like I'm gotten to a point where I'm just fed up with this place.
Is it?
Like it's a fucking scam. They sold me dreams.
Wow.
All the things that they said were there are not there.
That's why it's important to ask the people, the residents. Like I'm about to move here. Is there any issue that tell me, how is it staying here?
But you got, you got brand new apartments. So
it's
brand new,
yes.
You're the first one to live.
Oh, you guys are the first tenants.
Yeah.
Then you guys are the red
guinea pigs.
Yeah. They're experimenting the guinea pigs. Yes.
Dude.
Oh, bro. Shame. Then you knew what you were getting yourself into.
No, but the apartments look nice. Fuck, I wouldn't lie. The units look really nice.
Okay.
And my woman wanted it, you know? And you know when your woman wants something,
exactly.
You gotta get it.
Yeah.
You get it. So it started with, first they started sending out emails. Because, okay, let me give you context.
Yeah.
So there's an area where they finished building the apartments.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another area where they're still building
the
apartments. So I think because of COVID, they had a deadline where they assumed by this time they'd have tenants and, you know, they'd be getting cash
income.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But because of COVID, like everything was pushed back. So now they're just trying to do everything quick, you know? So I don't think we're meant to stay there until it's fully like developed.
Oh. Yeah.
But anyway, so they start with an email. They're like, yeah, guys, please be careful not to leave your things leaving around because the people that are building are stealing stuff.
Oh.
What?
So now I can't leave shit around in my own house. Imagine.
In your own house.
You know what I mean?
Locked even.
Why don't you?
Some people weren't locking.
Oh, okay.
So guys were going in the house and taking laptops and phones and stuff like that.
Oh, man,
and then they were like, all right, cool. They when we bought the place, they said they're going to have a gym. They said the gym was going to be there 1st of November.
Mm.
It's now January. We're still waiting for the gym.
Oh,
ouch.
Shame.
But I have a bit of understanding, bro. We're in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah.
Of course, things are slowed down. Maybe they're not getting new tenants filling up new units as quick as they would love to. So a bit of understanding over these teething issues.
No, man, I understand that. My thing is the lack of urgency.
Yeah.
You know? With all these issues. For example, with the electricity, it's been gone for 24 hours. They gave us like 10 numbers to call. We call all those numbers. No one answers. No one gives us feedback on what's happening.
Are you serious?
We go to the security guards. They don't know what's going on. So no one is like, everybody's in limbo.
Yeah.
And no one knows what the fuck's going on. And there's no source of urgency to like send an email or update people. And you see, they don't understand.
Mm,
you know, because shit happens.
Communication, yeah.
Because apparently what happened with the electricity is that the guys that are digging, they dig too far and they cut one of the cables.
Wow.
So City Power has to come and do the whole thing. And fuck, dog, we live in a generation where an hour without fiber is a nightmare.
Oh,
it is, dog.
It's horrible. It's bad. It's
horrible. So I'm just like fucking pissed.
We were also without electricity for 20 hours, almost 24 hours. It came back literally just last night. Because we were load shedded yesterday at 2 a.m. and it was supposed to come back by 5. Well, they actually stole the cables.
That's not load shedding. Yeah, those things take a while.
Throughout. So we didn't have electricity throughout the day. Actually, thank God we didn't even record yesterday.
So it sounds like we must just move into Hillbrook because he's not saying anything.
Yeah, he has issues.
Exactly.
Our Niger brothers make a plan, you know. They make a plan with the same way they get illegal internet to their cafes, they get it's nyoga nyoga as well with the electricity. Oh, okay. No, but we did have load shedding from 9 o'clock yesterday. No, 8:15 up until I woke up at like 1:30. The electricity was back though. So yeah. It's normal load shedding.
Have you guys ever wondered like how come everywhere you go there's complexes popping up? Like the process. Have you ever wondered the process of like acquiring a complex? What happens?
Like the developer, you mean that starting phase or just the actual
owning the complex.
Owning a complex. Mm. No.
I've never thought about it.
But it's a developer. Isn't that the one that buys the land and then obviously develops the complex?
Yeah, that's the developer,
Yeah.
I thought it was hard. It's actually quite easy because there's a friend of mine who owns a complex in Bulukwan.
Okay.
Oh, so nice. Basically what you do is you just go to the bank, get a loan.
Yeah.
And then the tenants pay off that loan.
Mm. Well, yeah, I think that's...
Technically.
Yeah.
That's basic.
I'm like,
You have to get plans.
Yeah. So it's like any other...
business or property business.
You still have to get your plans approved to build that complex.
No, of course. That's another one.
You can pay people for that, man. That's what the developers come in there for.
Yeah, you buy land, you develop it, and people pay back the loan you got for buying that land and developing that land. I mean, nothing. Yeah, oh, come on, bro.
No, I'm like...
I thought he was going to tell us something we didn't know.
Something profound.
Yeah, like... Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it, man.
Yes, it's dude.
It's like when you buy a house and you rent it out, that your tenants are paying your bond.
Yeah, I just always thought like, no, this is like some high-tech shit.
Wow.
You know, you really got to be clued up with your property
stuff. Weren't you also suggesting that I also do some, build some back rooms here?
Yeah.
He did, yes.
So I can move in. See, I'm struggling there.
Already
I'm
showering. Now, today he took a shower here. I'm sure he left his soap, you know, and a cloth.
Next week you'll be like, ah, ghost lady, give me a hanger so I can just hang that shirt.
Exactly.
Next time he leaves a bag, you know. Next time he'll be like, ah, no, he room la makaiva lele.
So we must get a loan. Let's build a complex just for chillers.
Hey,
then you do the show there, then we upload it there.
Fucking dope.
We have a screening at the LARPA there. Clubhouse.
That would be a good idea, actually. Yes.
Anyway, fuck man, on to better news. We did our first celeb interview.
Mm-hmm.
Take a guess. Who do you think? Yeah,
Buntle. Yes.
Fuck, it was dope. But it was the first one me and Sol did. I really liked it, man.
Yeah.
How did it go, Sol?
Ah, brilliant. It's beautiful. Yes, Buntle is such vibes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Did you notice, like, before we did the interview, like, Buntle was never, like, in my radar in terms of I never thought about her. It's Buntle, you know?
Yeah.
But then after the interview, I'm like, fuck, she's so dope.
She is.
But the interviews do that, man. Yeah. After every interview, I'm like, oh, shit, that person's dope.
What was so profound that you, like, learned about her?
Nothing profound, but I think they swing.
Eh?
I think they swing here and pretty ugly.
Is it? You think so? You're convinced?
I'm convinced.
Did she confess?
Not in so many ways or so many words. What did you think?
Definitely. But Kalum's wink.
Is it?
Definitely. Oh, wow. They're in the jungle gym. Kalum's wink. Zwinky zonko. Nah, definitely.
Serious?
And I think it's... I mean, she didn't say... But she didn't say they are not open to the idea because, you know, we spoke. I mean, you'll see in the interview.
Yeah.
But definitely, and I think they are at a level, at such a high level of self-understanding, you know, actualization.
What the fuck are you saying, Zach?
Like, it takes a lot, bro, to be cool with that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
That my person can have something with someone. And let's say even if they cheated, right? And it's not a swinging kind of situation. And you are able to distinguish that was just a physical, but they're in love with me.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? That's what I mean. But it takes such a high level of maturity to get to that place.
I don't think it's that deep, bro.
I think it's that deep.
But you get people who are on that kind of a level.
Yeah, and they're in love with one another.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they are in love with one another, but they realize that life is long, bro. Life is long. You get married early 20s or mid 20s, that you're going to live with this person until you're 80 or 70, God willing, and you die. And you just having sex with them for that long? Life is very long.
Yeah.
Dude. So I really commend, you know, people who can get to that level of not feeling some type of way about it.
Would you like to be in that kind of situation?
Let me be in it first. Let me be in it first. It's easy, yeah. Let me be in it first because I think... Hey, let me be in it first. Hey?
Yeah.
But, yo, it's difficult.
And you guys, lady, have you guys ever had that chat?
It's difficult.
Well, recent, no. About just being in an open relationship.
Or third parties.
Not really. Oh, well, no. We have had that conversation. We've had. And I think recently, even this week, I remember telling my husband, I'm like, are you happy in this marriage?
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Like, straight up, yeah.
Okay.
Lit. And,
damn, you dude,
yeah. 0 to 100. Real quick. Shit escalated fast.
That's the thing. It's like you, for me, it's like you need to be able to have those uncomfortable conversations. Mm,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And he was like,
and his, money and
yes,
stuff.
Anything. Yes. Like even just feelings. Mm. And his response to me was like, well, maybe.
You could do better, yeah.
Yeah, you know, he was like, yeah, well, right now it may not be that fun. And he's like, so why do you ask? I'm like, because I'm not happy.
Whoa, you lie.
So
for
it was,
real?
Yes. But
shout
it was, it's
an,
we've done that thing before. Like, no, so it's like, okay. And he's been very sweet.
If
very
you guys
nice.
Unhappy, there's no hope. Eh?
No. It's
no,
not,
it's not unhappy that they want to.
It's an The thing is, it's more of an emotional thing. It's an emotional. It's not the understanding is that we're together. It's not that it's now. It's like I want to get out. I don't.
It's
want
not
to
exactly.
That,
yes.
It's almost like reminding you, make me happy.
Introspection.
Make me emotionally happy. You know. So we're good. We're chilling. We're watching. Like doing everything together. So it was like it took us on another. Like okay, we need to be more present. You know. So it was because sometimes you almost like kind of like dip. Like it gets too comfortable. So it's like, oh,
time out, reevaluate.
Yeah, reevaluate. Let us
keep the fire
you know,
burning.
Let's keep the fire burning. You know?
Why didn't you try reverse missionary?
I'm sure a lot of people tried it last week. It's probably the most Googled thing.
I've been trying to think of it in my head. And I was trying to tell my husband, I'm like, but this thing is just weird. It's the hands I even told you, right? You remember when we were talking about it last week? I'm like, but it just sounds so weird because already, no, but people are debating it. Some people said Mesh is lying. It's not true.
Is it?
I saw in the comments, like, yeah, now I'm even confused which one is missionary reverse and yeah, but yeah, it's just a weird position. But that's.
So when you had that chat, it helped?
In so many, it's more importantly just about having difficult conversations.
Yes.
And it becomes normal and it's okay. We answer each other. Oh, you're not happy. Oh, okay. All right. What can I do to make you happy? Okay. Must I make you a cup of tea? You know, it's like it could be just a joke. And then it's, before you know it, you're having amazing sex later. And it's like, oh yes, now we're back to square one. Whereas maybe the past 5 times you had sex, you didn't even kiss. You understand?
Oh,
now you're kissing.
Oh,
now it's
snap.
Vibrant,
yeah.
Hey, this shit sounds
get those,
like a lot of work, man.
Even if
but relationships are work, bro.
Exactly.
They are work. A lot of people will go around hoping to find this magic thing that when we meet this particular person, it'll just be a light and it will drive itself. No, bro, you work on relationships. Remember like what I said with the sex previously. I prefer someone who says, you know what I mean? During. Obviously, we're not going to now pull up an overhead projector and PowerPoint and be like, do this and that. No, but someone is going
to
say.
So they talk too much during sex. When I saw Lingati Yule type, they talk too much, ne?
No. Dirty talk, like.
No, not even
like,
dirty talk. There's
yeah,
just too much communication.
It. No, not really. I don't talk. I express.
Cheers.
I express. Like, yeah. This feels amazing. Oh. Keep it arched like that. Right. But but I'm talking about directional talking. Like to her say, yes, more to the left, harder, pound it, harder. Not just like, you know, so I'm one for communicating.
Wrong hole.
Yeah, relationships are like that. Oh, wrong hole. Oh, but... You know, discoveries of continents were made by taking wrong turns, right? Discoveries of gold and the treasures by taking wrong turns. So wormholes, hey.
Oh, shit. Oh,
they're
dude,
not bad.
What were you saying about how... what's that place, man? You were telling me about the history of Joburg. Was it Joburg or what? What? Where's Cliff?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that was interesting. I didn't know that, eh?
Okay, so there's this gin I have at my place. I won't tell you how it got there, but it's called West Cliff. So I was drinking it, you know, with him, and I was just telling him, like, oh, you don't know West Cliff. It's like one of the, well, it's not that interesting, bro, but it's, I mean, when Joburg essentially, it was when Joburg was founded on the mines, etc., it was a very dusty place, and landlords, those are the guys who were pioneers in the mining game. Most of them are from overseas, etc. That was their suburb, like, you know, where they started building, like one of the first few suburbs, but for like the mining directors, the big guys, hence you find the old money there. And and the reason Joburg is the biggest man-made forest in the world is because it was a very dusty place. Because these trees are not natural. They were all imported and built. planted. They were planted, you know what I mean? For that reason, because it was a very dusty area, there was nothing around Joburg. Then obviously when there is gold or a mine, you need to build places for the mine workers.
Yes,
that's how the townships then develop, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think you found that interesting.
You found it? I didn't know that, bro.
Yeah, like West Cliff. Yeah, it was mainly from the mining. Mm. The mayors, et cetera, they stayed there. Mm. I just find it very, like, dope, the fact that it's still like a top suburb. Like, it's old money top suburb. And a lot of times, if you drive around West Cliff, you may see some houses. In Joburg, I don't know about other towns, there should be something similar. There's these blue plaques. It's like somewhat of a heritage site. So you may find that an old mayor's house, for example, somewhere in West Cliff, you'll see a blue plaque. When you drive around Joburg, you'll see these places, even in town, like there's some old theaters where you find these blue plaques, very small blue plastic plaques. Those are like heritage sites, Joburg heritage buildings. There's even a website for them. Around West Cliff, you'll find a lot of those.
Jeez.
And they'll be like, this was the first mayor of Joburg who stayed here, or whatever mayor stayed here in these huge ass mansions. But they're still private residents now, but they're still heritage sites based on the historic ownership.
We should have a plaque here, Ghosty.
The first headquarters for podcasting.
Actually, actually. 4 years
Africa's
down the
biggest
line.
Podcast but was started here.
You know how, like, with white history, so well documented. And I was actually thinking about it. It's like, how are we as Africans also documenting it, talking to our parents, knowing your history, and actually writing it? You know? Like, of recent, like, I was thinking about it. I was like, yo, I need to actually sit down with my dad. And he just, because I know he talks a lot and tells us about history and everything. But now, I need to document it in order to just
and it's not documented, eh?
Yeah,
we need to in Africa,
we need
man.
To.
Because
like,
our
so many stories,
yeah,
bro.
Dude. All of us, like in each individual, just it doesn't even mean like you are coming from this amazing family. Anything, let's just sit down with the elders and just say, like, have a moment, document everything, write it.
Because do you know how traditional food came about? What we now call traditional food?
Mm-hmm. How?
Like white people, they used to get all the nice parts of the meat.
Oh.
Right? And then they'd give the slaves, which were black people, the mala, whatever.
Tribes
and all that shit, because they didn't want it.
Yeah.
And then we did the best with what we had. And now it's traditional food.
It's traditional food.
Yeah.
You see.
Ah, but we've always had, I mean, come on, guys.
Chicken feet.
I know, we've always had livestock. We've always had cows as black people. Come on, I don't believe that one.
But
no, for real.
I know. Like Americans. Especially?
Sorry?
With American history?
Maybe with American history, yes. And I know also, like, with Nigerian dishes or West African dishes. I remember once went to a West African restaurant and they were like, they've got beef stew. So I'm thinking beef stew, right? Mm-hmm. And then the stew I get, it's basically mkhodu. It's literally like insides and amangina. They call it cow leg, but amangina, trotters. And I'm like, where's the meat in the stew, right? And I thought maybe that history applies. But in South Africa, I mean,
it does. I'm telling you.
I mean, wealth has all, cows have always been our wealth. So I think we've always, we could always choose good cuts because we owned the cows. Come on, I don't think. Yeah. I don't think. No.
Actually, I don't even put it that way.
No, come on, man. Come on.
But I think with American history, it could have been that.
Especially when
you spoke about slavery. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, slaves now were just given, you know, the unwanted meat, you know. And then, obviously, the boss keeps the right meat.
And I think
the family.
And I think with us, it's just that we're not wasteful. So, yeah, the steaks are nice, the ribs are nice, but we also want to try. How about we try this, we cook this, right? Mm. The tripe, the intestines, essentially.
Yeah.
They're delicious.
Oh, these are delicious. You must do better job on the cleaning next time.
Have you noticed, with all of these, whether it's your trotters, your tripe, all they just need is salt and water. You see,
that's
it's easy, convenient.
The natural flavors are there. Natural everything. Flavors, you know, no spicing, no seasoning.
It could be amanqina. It's just fine.
That's it.
Salt and water.
Yeah.
Did you hear they're making Shaka Zulu? They are making Shaka Zulu, right?
Oh, no. Yeah. Are they remaking Shaka?
Yeah.
Let them not ruin it.
I think it's going to be a series. Let me Google.
Are you for real?
Like, but is
let them not ruin it.
Is it a South African production or
it better be South African? So that it has to be a South African production.
Okay.
Let them not ruin it, because the original Shaga is legendary. Hey. With Margaret Singhani's song.
Bom, 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 bom,
that thing gave me bom, sleepless bom, nights, bro.
Oh, man. That thing. And Henry Cele, bro, no one can come close to you portraying. Because in our heads, every time we think of Ushaga, stories of Ushaga, we've got, well, me, I've got Henry Cele in my mind.
Exactly. And it's, you know that how he even got the part?
How?
He wasn't even an actor, but just someone saw him and they had to train him.
Wow.
Because they were like, you'd be perfect for this role.
Because he used to be a footballer and a coach. He coached African Wanderers.
I think, maybe he got some features or I don't know.
It's
going to be on Mnet, commissioned a 12-episode drama series. It's going to be shot by Bomb Productions.
I trust Bomb.
Yeah.
Thank you. If there's anyone who's going
that's
to make...
gonna be lit, dude.
Bomb.
You.
I mean, you think of Yizo.
Who should play Shaga Zulu right now?
Yo, that's a tough one. Yeah. But I like that guy from Kings of Joburg.
Cool.
Those guys are good, man.
Ferguson.
Shauna Ferguson's good.
Nah,
no.
Bro.
Not for him to play.
Nah, Shauna can... Shauna play Shaga.
If it was a Ferguson production, he would play it.
Never. No way.
He would put himself there and speak Swana.
Nah, man. I think... Stembiso Khoza could kill Shaga.
Which one is that one?
Oh, well.
SK.
SK.
No? Fuck out of here, dog.
No?
Fuck out of here.
Oh, come on, guys.
SK, no. I love SK, but not Shaka, bro.
Oh, you know who? Man, I forgot his name now. Nah, he wouldn't,
the guy
though.
Has to look the part.
But SK is...
No.
I mean,
no. Number one, he's short and he's light-skinned. We need a dark guy.
A dark tall.
Tom. Dark tall, man.
Okay.
Like, and he might just tell the whole cast.
With a short spear going around the cast there.
Call himself Uskata Kata. Nah.
Kobondela dog. Same figure.
I ain't even finish Shaka. Nah, he's soon.
No, but who though? We haven't had any names, guys.
Nifunishaga. What did you
say? Funishaga.
You know the way he speaks Zulu?
And it's bad, eh?
It's so bad, but it's like he's convinced he's right. He slips it in and he's like...
And he's confident. Like,
Nyangeni. Nyangeni.
Kusti, I thought you were going to keep it moving.
I tried to keep it moving. I was like, I pretended I didn't hear that. And she just brought it back. Like, hold on.
Because people on the comments will be like, what the hell did Makava say? And then it'll be like, we condone this shit. No.
Nifunishaga. Nangumzulu Fugil.
Nifunishaga.
Nifunishaga. Oh, Nifunishaga.
Yeah,
Nangumzulu Fugil.
Yes. Okay.
What's Shaka Lombili?
Shaka Lombili.
It's a number.
It's 8.
Oh, I wonder why. Shaka.
No, it's Shaka.
Like the etymology, they call it etymology of how the word originated. It actually would be interesting. Shakalo Mbili. Because Mbili is two.
It's two. But it's like the ten because it's actually derives from Angiti ten is Ishum. Uh-huh. So it's Shakalo. But it's like you remove two. That's how you get eight.
Can you count in your language?
But it's so it's Shaka. Where does Ishaka part come in?
From Ishum, ten.
Oh.
Ishum, yeah. Ten.
Mm-mm.
So the minusing of two gives you eight.
Shakalombili.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Can't
then nine is Shakalolunye.
Oh, yeah. Shakalolunye. Shakalotatu.
Gunye, Shakalotatu, Gune, Islanu, Istupa, Iskombisa, is Shakalombili, Shakalolunye.
Ooh, oh, there's no Shakalotatu.
Ah, no. It's Kombisa, like points.
Oh, yeah, it's Kombisa, yeah. Like, yeah. It's Kombisa, seven. The pointing finger. Yeah. Dope, right? Yeah, Komba, it's Kombisa. Fucking amazing. Love languages, man. But who plays Shaka? Y'all still thinking.
That's not the problem. Back to square one.
Can you count in your language?
No. My dad is Zulu, so technically I'm Zulu. So, raised by my mom, but I can sort of, but not like her, you know? So I can't. Effectively, I can't. Because counting is, we're talking counting up to 100. Can you count up to 100 in Zulu?
Ish. Yeah,
that's tricky.
That's tricky.
That's tricky, right?
Like I was even thinking, I was trying to remember the months. Actually, I've literally forgotten months.
Even the days.
Zulu.
Even
no,
colors.
I know days. Days in Zulu, I know them.
Colors are tricky.
Yeah, colors.
Because ukhaza could mean like more than one color, if I'm not mistaken. Like in a khaza. What's brown? But there are colors. I remember a post flying around on Facebook with colors. It's just very strange though. It's like I've never heard of a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tricky. Who plays shaga?
Green
though?
Green is
khaza. And then brown.
It's gotta be someone dark, sure. Man. Someone dark that looks.
Why is someone dark? Why is Shaka dark though? Or we're just now trying to find a replacement for Hendrik Ele.
It depicts like strength. And
African strength.
Naga, yes, we need him.
But people don't know Naga, yeah. Man. People,
even the crew is laughing.
People don't know Naga.
I am no way.
I don't know, but I don't know most of these actors.
Funny enough, that guy I can think of, he used to be on. But he passed on. And I think he was overseas when he passed on, that guy.
Who?
Who used to be on Isibai. He played, there was, I think, the king's son. At some point, he became the king.
Oh, that guy. Yes. I remember that guy.
Yes,
I remember. Flip, I forgot his name now. Guy,
that
yes.
Would be someone.
Just gotten married or something like
what
that.
Must what must I search? What must I search?
And there's another guy, man. He used to be on Zone 14. And then another.
Fezile.
No.
Fezile.
No, Fezile. Yeah, Fezile from Ismaya. But he's not dark now. That Ismaya guy.
Yeah. Was he Fezile?
I think he was Fezile on Ismaya.
Ne?
Yeah, but I'm talking about Skonondo. Is he on Ismaya as well?
Yeah, I'm so confused, man. Woo.
The hitman.
Listen, I was talking about someone else who used to be on Zone 14. Ne? Then you mentioned the other guy on Ismaya. Two different people, but I think that guy on Ismaya can also play it. The bold guy, he used to be a coach on Zone 14 though, I think. But the other guy I was initially talking about on Zone 14 had a bit of a part on Yizo. I forgot, man. Very famous guy. He's got a bit of a scar. He has a scar. He's on these soapies that play now. Man. Flip. I hate not remembering people.
How about Gaddafi?
I'll Google him.
Remember Gaddafi? How about, do you think he would be a good shaga? Gaddafi was on Generations.
I think I may be talking about Gaddafi. Actually, hold on. Gaddafi Generations. No. Vuyetabula is Gaddafi. Vuyetabula would work.
Let me see.
Vuyetabula is Gaddafi. This guy. He could. But it's tough, isn't he?
Yeah,
you can work on your Zulu.
So the guy I'm talking about who was in Isibai who passed on is Andile Kumbi.
Yes, that's the guy. He could actually kill the role, man.
Yeah, but anyway, that's going to be dope. Whoever it is, I think. As long as it's Bomb Productions, it's going to be dope.
No, Bomb Production knows what they're doing. They know, yeah. I mean, Izo, Kazlami. What else did they do? They did a lot of like shows like that. Burn Productions, we're in safe hands.
Yeah.
Have you guys been following what's happening in Uganda?
With Bobby Wine.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, news came out that he won, and then now it's like the guy, what's his name, who's been president now for like 100 years.
Yeah,
Museveni, right? Yeah, he has won, and his life is under danger. I haven't been following it, but I've been picking up on news and voter irregularity.
Yeah, people are
that his house was surrounded by the military.
Yeah, the one that assassinates him.
Because he had won. Like, apparently he won, and now...
They rigged it.
It's been rigged. I mean, it's Africa, though, right? Yeah, so I was hoping...
Was it fair? Was his win fair?
That's the thing. Because we don't know. Was it just... Because I think everybody's so eager for new leadership. Are we certain that he really won? And I'm not like defending now the guy who's been in power for decades, but also let's not now like if the news are like, this guy won. And we don't know though. Isn't there like an IEC there that makes sure that votes are counted properly, etc.? Because if one camp or this broadcaster is announcing a separate winner and then the election organization is like, nah, this guy won. It's tricky though. So I don't know. But the news initially were that he won. Right? And then now it's like, no, he didn't win. Which is a bit shady also. Especially, I mean, how long has that guy been in power?
Dude.
I mean, it's just sad, man. You know, that's... Why though? Why are guys afraid to step down from power?
Hey, it's a drug,
bro.
Power's
addictive, yeah.
It's a drug.
Power is addictive.
Madiba stepped down.
Yeah, but he wasn't addicted to power.
Yeah, so, I mean, and also the thing is, you still get, I know you don't have the same power, but you still get presidential benefits. Long, like Khalima Mutlanti is still getting, right? Long after your tenure as president.
But you saw Nomsa Kigaba said Melusi lost his mind when he lost the blue lights. Started going crazy. You see, that's power, bro.
Yeah, hey, power is a, you're right, it's a drug.
What are you looking at?
You know what? Actually, you know who's gonna play Shaga?
Who?
Muzi Ntabela. There's a guy.
Is it confirmed?
Yes. He's quit Isibaya for Shaga.
Is it true?
What do you mean he's quit?
Isibaya's being canned.
Well, I saw Euphonic crying on Twitter that Isibaya is getting canned, and everybody was like, whoa. But it's getting canned. Isibaya is over.
Shit.
He didn't, like, it's canned.
Yeah.
Isibaya is coming to an end.
Oh.
It's
Let's see this.
So he used to play Duma.
Muzi who? Ntabela.
Muzi Ntabela. Yeah. He used to play, he's Utuma on Isibaya.
Oh yes! Perfect Shaga.
Perfect Shaga. He looks the part.
Oh yeah, he looks the part.
No, definitely in his tall, deep voice. That guy.
He looks like that British
Zulu
actor.
Even.
Which
Idris Elba.
He looks like Idris Elba a bit. He's got the Idris Elba thing. Ladies love this guy and they love him.
Oh yeah, I know this is Shaka. Yeah, I know.
Yes, actually he works.
You see, I trust someone who has been on Isibaya.
No, definitely. It had to be. Thorough, proper isiZulu.
Isibaya creates the Shagas.
Who should play Nandi? I think Nandi could actually play Nandi. No choice. Seriously. I think Nandi could actually play Nandi.
Yeah.
Zex Nandi.
Yes.
Nandi Mgoma.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she could.
Speaking about Euphonic, did you see your father? They opened a case against him.
What you gonna say now?
No. What you gonna say now? Okay, listen. Good that a case has been opened. That's how we deal with crime and reporting of crime, because it's a bit of an awkward, you know, space when you announce it on Twitter only. Yes, I understand rape survivors go through what they go through. But as far as, I mean, let's wait for the outcome, right? But I think for Fresh and for Euphonic, it's a lose-lose situation. Because even if they are acquitted at the end of the trial, your name has been dragged.
Eish, dude.
Right? For example, say you're married.
Yeah.
And then let's say there was something with the girl, right? An encounter, a consensual one at that time.
Yeah.
Right? If maybe that's the defense. Still now, you are now admitting to, you know, having outside marriage activities. Do you get me? I mean, look at what happened to Katlego Mabue. Just for cheating. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. So I think your name still gets dragged. So for them, it's a lose-lose situation, really, even if you're found innocent. And it's one of those things that just follow you for life. Even when you're found innocent, you walk into a room and someone's going to be like, this person was once accused of rape, you know, whether you're found guilty or not. But I think for the lady, it's good, you know, that now she's gone the legal way. Because at the end of it,
947 put out a statement.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, Prime Media. Prime Media put out a statement.
Yeah, they put out the statement.
Ah, they fucked it. No, they fucked.
You used to work at 947.
That's what I know. I know they fucked.
What do you mean they fucked? Because the statement says they're not going to be doing their shows, him and Euphonic.
At first, it was as if they stepped down, but obviously then it was like, no, they've been suspended.
It's
the beginning of the end. Because one thing about Prime Media, they value their credibility.
Yeah.
Because that's what they use to make money, you know?
Yeah,
so without that and their reputation, they've got nothing.
Yeah.
So which is why someone like me, they'd never give me a daytime show because they don't, I'm unpredictable. You know what I mean? So that is very, very key to them.
Yeah.
And they don't like being associated with negative publicity.
So they want cleanliness in the brands. And
I remember there was a staff meeting once.
Scandals.
Yeah. They don't like scandals at all. I remember there was a staff meeting once. So we all down in the staff meeting. And then Darren Simpson, Wackhead.
Yes.
Someone tweeted at him, like a fan of his. And he responded with like, fuck you, you know, type vibe.
Yeah.
That energy, like, fuck you. And someone in management saw it. And right there, in between the staff meeting, they walked out and had a crisis meeting about that tweet.
Yeah.
Now imagine a rape case. It was like a crisis meeting with the whole management over a tweet.
What if the guys are found innocent? Or let's say...
Just who now?
It's a state.
The guys accused of rape. What if they are found innocent of the charges of rape? Then they... You're telling me Prime Media will still be like, we're not fucking with you guys.
Yeah, because it's the same on their image and their brand.
That's so unfair though. Mm. Like, and this is if they're found innocent.
Yeah.
Because it means anyone who's working at Prime Media is at the mercy of anyone out there. Because anyone out there can then say, this person harassed me or slapped me or, right? And then, whether you even when you're found innocent, then you lose your job. That's unfair. When it's proven. Let's say it's proven it didn't happen.
Yeah.
It's proven, factually proven.
Yeah, but in the public's eye, it's not. In terms of like, if they go on
it still
their,
follows you. It's what
yes,
I said.
It's a stain. Mm. So if they go and post coming up at 3 p.m. on their Twitter, the fresh drive or whatever, post this picture, you know people are going to be in the comments saying, yeah, you guys hire rapists, whatever.
Exactly.
Even though it's been proven that he didn't. In the public eye, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah. But he's been there regardless over the couple of years when he's had like allegations, right? So maybe the allegations were that not heavy as now when someone again came out. Because remember when his name was thrown out in the list, like
the Me Too kind of thing that happened in South Africa, yes.
Yeah. But so he still got the job, right?
Hey, but did you see all your faves? Did you see all your faves, all your celebrities are quiet? Hmm? No one's saying anything.
No one is talking.
No one's saying anything.
What do you want them to say?
Same energy. Same energy. Remember how many celebrities were talking when Arthur was accused of the same thing with CeCe?
Yeah.
Yeah. They were all for chats.
Hey, yeah.
So, it's
only a crime until someone you know does it.
Exactly. So have you called
Fresh? But Reddy Clubby came out. You saw Reddy Clubby's tweet. Reddy used to be on 702 under the same umbrella as...
about this case?
Yeah, under the same umbrella as Prime Media, as 947.
Yeah.
And I mean, she knows Fresh personally as well. Fresh has been on her show, especially when she was leaving the show, like goodbyes, whatever. She says she stands with the victim.
Mm.
She says, I believe the victim.
Fine, that's Reddy. Okay, what's Mantui saying? Her co-host. What's all those DJs that they have in the
what
group?
Is Saul, actually, I was just about to ask, what is Saul saying? Did you just call him and say?
I didn't call him. No, I didn't. I felt like there's a lot of people
allegation.
Calling him. No. I'm waiting for, it's in court now. let the justice do its thing, but run its course. Like, what am I to say?
No, I'm just,
you want me to say I stand with the victim?
Whoever. Or no.
I can't, like, I don't know, guys. Me, my stance is it's in court now. Let it play out in court, right? Obviously, it's rape. I know it's very difficult to prove.
Why is it so such a scary thing to pick a side?
Yeah.
You know, to his defense, man. Yeah, to his defense.
I'm not surprised. She's the one who asked her husband, are you happy with this relationship? While they're watching Generations, it's nice, you know?
To his defense, I think it's unfair to ask that because personally, if Saul was to tell you the story of how, you know, Fresh tried to help him when he was down and out and stuff, yeah, it becomes tricky.
Yeah,
man.
And how he put his head on the chopping block for me and all, blah, blah, blah.
And I'm not saying
but if he did all of that and I had noticed shady behavior, I would say that, hey, come to think of it, he's capable, but I haven't. And when I mention that, people, you know, put me out there as a rape apologist. That's what the likes of Nota are calling me on Facebook. You know what I mean? Like, you asked last week and I said no. Then I also said, the fact that I did not see any signs of predatory behavior, of course rapists don't walk around with that word on their forehead. You know what I mean? Not all rapists have, you know, tendencies, rapey tendencies. Do you get me? Some don't. Some are priests, for crying out loud. Right? So I answered your question. I said no. And of course it's going to be difficult to pick a side. But what the court is there for, right? So that people like me, the average Joe, does not pick a side. We wait and we see what the court says. Definitely when the court now says so-and-so is guilty of rape, then it's
I get you, Saul.
You can't defend some things, to get me? When, you know? Mm. It's like if they accuse you of murder today and I'm like, Mac, nah, I doubt it, but okay, let's see. And then the court finds you guilty. Of course, I'm not going to endorse Mac now in public. Yeah. It's like Trump. People are supporting Trump. And now when he starts to do all these crazy things, even his own party, they're like, we are going to put some distance between
him and
us.
If I was accused of rape, hey, these celebrities would have a field day with me, eh? Yeah, we knew it, fella.
Rock
That's
the
why
girls.
He's always talking about sex. Yeah, rock the girls.
rock the girls.
Yeah.
You see.
But because it's Fresh, they're quiet. Silence.
Okay, what do you guys want them to say?
I'm saying keep the same energy, dog. When it was Arthur, when it was Java,
listen,
when it was
no.
the guys on the list. What's his name? That rapper guy, man. Tola Smo. When it was Tola Smo.
Yeah.
But with Arthur Mafukati, there was a woman who... It's the thing about rape, though, right? There's no evidence. One can't post a picture that proves a rape. But with Arthur, it was an abuse and CC had injuries, right? Had injuries and this is what had happened.
No, so what I'm trying to say.
So
what I'm trying to say
is yeah, that Arthur, you did
these
it.
Celebrities, right? Mm. They go on social media and preach about being woke. And
they join the marches of gender-based violence, etc.
Until it happens to someone.
Who they hold in high
esteem.
Yeah. Yes. Or someone that they're close with, or someone that they know can affect their bag. So they talk until such happens. And what I'm saying is you must keep the same energy. Keep the same energy.
And the thing is, it's not even just about picking a side, because it's not like I choose a ketaban. No, it's just standing for what is right.
Yeah.
And I stand for what's right. Yeah. That's why I'm like, it is right that it's in the court of law and justice will be served.
But in you communicate or saying that, but it just be, one needs to be very careful that you do not seem like you are protecting someone.
I've never done that.
Let me tell you how especially men would do, you know, you'd say. You'd be like, you know what? Yes, I stand for what's right and it is wrong and so forth. But is there proof? Why is she talking? Why is she talking now?
Why now?
Why this? Why that? So it's almost proof to in order to make you believe. You understand? So it's that very shady corner of I need to understand, I need to believe this because I'm on form the guy's side or yeah.
But it's also another dangerous thing when it has been proven that people have been previously falsely accused to just believe people off the bat.
That's why I'm saying it's not about believing or choosing. It's standing for what is right.
And that's what... And it makes it easier for everybody when it's in the court of law. Mm-hmm. Because now we can chill in the public gallery and observe the case as it plays out objectively. And when someone is found guilty, then we know that so-and-so is a rapist.
Yeah.
Because that's what the court is there to do.
Because even it takes a lot for even the woman in this case, for her to be writing this and saying, is putting herself out there and saying, listen, how does she this prove is what
now?
Happened.
Now that there's a case, how does she prove?
Obviously, it will be going back and that's the thing about going back, when now going to court. You have to come with like information and what happened on that day. I was with this person. Because remember, she mentioned other three girls.
Yeah.
So obviously, those girls will have to be coming
some
in.
Witnesses.
And imagine they'll become witnesses. Or maybe they can actually even now have their own case, like go to court and like, okay, I'm actually laying a charge against them.
So they don't need any fluids or anything like that?
No, nah, it's long gone. That's
long
training.
Gone. It's long gone. But it's like telling your years. Story. And them having to prove like, okay, it was a party like this. If they can say, okay, well, it was 2010, we were at Watch What Stadium, FNB, he was playing. And obviously records show. Like it was, okay, what happened? He needs to bring people as well. More, you know, more fresh and like, who were you moving with? You have to go
but
back.
But do you think they will be charged or do you think they're just going to... swipe it under the carpet, you know, pay off some people.
Like that, yeah, it could end up like that, being like money being paid.
I don't think...
Because it will be embarrassing. Imagine now when they are like saying, I woke up in the morning, I saw them and they were laughing, they were together, they were such and such, they are friend. Because as soon as names being mentioned, if they say they, yeah, like I remember even that night, there was also Sol Penduka. Sol Penduka would be contacted. So were you there that evening?
Passed out in the couch. I was passed out somewhere.
You understand? So it becomes all of that. It can be very embarrassing.
I think, firstly, I don't think there'll be a settlement kind of thing going on. Because a lot of times people who settle are people who are guilty of something, right? And once she's paid off, number one, it looks bad, right? Like you're admitting guilt. And number two, If it's a false accusation, then she wins. If that was her initial intentions, valid. So let the court do its thing. And I think Fresh has always mentioned that, even previously. Remember when Penny Libiani then tweeted 2 days ago, the Lord keeps doing his thing.
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah. Penny. Penny. We see
well,
you.
There's something Penny knows, clearly.
Ah, but Penny. Hey, but Penny. It's a different story.
But can you lie?
No. So I don't think they will... they must. And Fresh has always maintained that if someone says, I've committed a crime and I've opened a case, so I don't think he's going to now settle when he's the one who's always been saying people must open a case.
You'd be surprised.
I don't think
you'll
he will.
Be surprised.
That's admitted guilt. Why don't you pay someone off?
You know
when
you're guilty. You know, like you know how it's easy. I swear to God, I did not steal it. I swear to God. I swear to my mom's.
Until the camera footage shows you.
Yeah. You'd be here. It will never happen. One, two, three.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was broke.
But,
exactly.
You know, courts, guys, are factual and they are cold. The lady tweeted in her tweets, her accusation tweets, that she doesn't. She's not sure whether it was Fresh or whether it's euphonic.
Thank you.
And I think that will be huge in court.
Yeah.
The fact that she says she wasn't sure. So what are you going to do now? You're going to charge both? Huh? It's like saying, someone hit me in my house. I'm laying assault charges. Either Ghost Lady did it or either Mac did it. That looks bad in court.
Yeah.
That you're not sure. Yeah, fair enough. There was alcohol involved.
But that's the thing. Like, so, I like the fact that she mentioned that there was other three girls. So obviously they can be brought in. And then such conversations now when all those testimonies come out, someone will remember something, hopefully.
Yeah, and anything else would be speculating.
Yeah.
I mean, whether we say the three girls will say, yeah, we saw them leave together. You know what I mean? Because when the actual thing happened, alleged crime happened, there was probably just two people in the room. So we'll just let the courts decide that.
All right. On a lighter note, we haven't played a game in a while, man.
Let's play a game.
I want to play a game.
Do
it's called
the game music, like the.
Oh shit! Let me put some music for Ghost Lady.
Yes.
Whatever Ghost Lady wants, she gets.
There we go.
I'm unhappy.
I'm unhappy in this podcast.
Here we go. It's time to play underrated, overrated. So I'm going to give you something like podcast and chill.
Okay.
And you must tell me if you think it's underrated or overrated. Mm-hmm. You guys ready?
Yes. Ready.
All right, cool. Let's go. Something Saul knows a lot about.
Mm-hmm.
Bolt.
Yeah.
Bolt. Underrated.
Underrated. Man.
Yeah, Bolt. Underrated.
Ghost Lady.
Which is Bolt now?
It's like Uber.
Yeah,
the cheaper one.
Underrated.
Yeah.
Underrated.
I don't use it.
Yeah.
But I've heard people saying, hey.
Bolt is a lifesaver, bro.
Yeah, it's cheap.
Bolt is a lifesaver. It's cheap. Well, there is Thingy now.
Taxify. Oh, that's
not
the same
Taxify.
Thing.
There's the one where you can negotiate your own prices and driver.
For real?
Yeah.
That's dope.
You can negotiate your own. So, like. I think the app, I don't have the app, so I stand to be corrected, might say, recommended price for this distance is this. Then you're like, driver, it's 250, I'm coming in at 220.
Oh,
driver's
nice.
Like, that's fine. Or driver's like, 230.
Oh,
like, cool. Like, travel
so
back, nigga, I got leather seats or whatever. Hey, come to 280, right? So I think,
imagine doing that with taxis, bro.
Please. And then he's lazy with a nice word.
Uber. You know Uber has Uber Nam.
Yeah.
And they're playing. No.
The driver today told me about Uber Nam. There's
Uber
apparently Nam. A new one now. Uber Nam.
It's What's that?
It's very cheap. It's like the cheap version of Uber.
Or so it's not an ride. Uber thing.
It's still Uber under the company.
Yes.
But it's now an offering called Uber Nam. So I think you can, like on Bolt, you can choose normal or Bolt Go. That's very cheap, right? Like from Rosebank to my place, normally it's $80.
Mm.
But with Bolt Go, yesterday I paid $49. You see? So Nam is that as well. And they accept
some
hatchback.
It sounds like a group
cars.
Thing. Uber Nam. Doesn't sound like...
Like Noomsa. Like Noom, like some union, right? I don't know why Nam. That's a weird name.
Have all these apps now. It's like, it just depends whether which one you select, and then they would. The same
I think
car.
Uber is, was found shaking because it realizes that Bolt is cheaper, and within Bolt is Uber. There's Bolt Go, which is much cheaper. Then there's InDriver now, so they're trying to compete in that space as well.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Pick and Pay opening Spaza shops. You know, Pick and Pay's got like some container.
Yeah.
Exactly. They realize that they're seeing flames. Someone is undercutting them somewhere, so they need to go down to that level and play there as well.
Yeah.
So definitely underrated.
Underrated. Here we go. Second one, Vikings.
Hey, Jesus. Properly rated. Like, it's not underrated. It's not overrated.
Because
it gets love.
Mm.
I'm on the fourth episode of season one.
Is it?
It's like
the white version of Shaka Zulu.
Oh.
Literally.
No, I know how you guys explained it.
It literally is, actually.
They saw Shaka Zulu, but these Africans. They're onto something. Let's call it Vikings.
Nah.
Vikings. And we're going to Valhalla.
Skull.
I'd say underrated.
Shame,
if I
my
had
husband
to.
Really tried. He even finished it without me. Like, I would watch it sometimes, but I'd understand it was very nice.
I'd say underrated.
Yeah.
Especially because
underrated.
Because unlike maybe a Game of Thrones, I know it's two totally different series, but it's not just fiction. It's literally, it covers some
history
that happened, you know, with Vikings around the Scandinavian regions, etc. So for that, it's slightly educational. I'd say underrated.
All right,
I'd
cool.
Also stick to
next is CNN.
She overrated.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'd say overrated.
They ain't shit now. Donald Trump's gone.
Yeah.
They got nothing to talk about.
You know what I mean? Exactly.
Hey, I'm going to miss Donald Trump, eh?
Is it?
Yo, that guy was funny, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, Donald Trump like, is an entertainer.
Yeah.
Shit
yeah.
president, entertainer. Great entertainer, though.
CNN is definitely overrated. Yeah.
I used to watch it like at night before I sleep just for entertainment. Mm. Just to hear what the fuck Donald said today.
And they would go on. Everything is about Donald.
Mm. Yeah. I feel sorry for these comedians as well. What are they going to talk about now? Because he gave them so much material, dog.
Exactly. The funny ones were lost.
With Zuma. You see how comedians got a lot of material through Zuma. And guess what? It got dry. You look at EFF even now. EFF, they don't know. You see now how there was a meme. No more Mcholo for 2021. Like that, like... Come you on. See, EFF doesn't have any content. They've got nothing. Mm-hmm. Zuma ke kopela manje, so they can't be...
Yeah.
So it's the same with CNN.
Yeah, but I feel like the country was bad under Zuma, man. Load shedding wasn't this bad. Oh. Now they give you a fucking schedule to let you know, hey, from Friday until Sunday, get prepared. Back then it was like an hour and then it would come back. You know what happened once in a while.
Yeah. And there were a lot of strikes.
Did you know there were more black millionaires under Zuma's regime than there are now?
So what happened to those ones over there? They got broke.
Seriously.
Or are you saying more blacks became millionaires?
Yes.
Oh, they broke into the millionaire region.
It was them shiny one blessings, you know.
But now, let's be honest, is this proper? Well, a millionaire is a millionaire, but is this entrepreneurs or tenderpreneur millionaires? Or it doesn't matter.
Regardless, it doesn't matter.
I'd believe it if you say under Zuma because people were eating.
Yeah.
Contracts, tenders, people were eating.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So I'd believe that. I'd believe that.
Cyril came with Corona. Like, if you heard even now, like they say there's no money to even give. Like there's no money.
Where's that 500 billion they
child? It's child, bro. It's child. It's child. It.
They could at least build hospitals or fix Eskom. No load shedding.
Please.
Nothing.
What are you doing with so much money?
Look now, it's
finished. What the fuck are these guys doing? They probably have bunkers. And there's
probably
a world
this is the reason why even I feel like even schools are being delayed again opening. Because they just, it's just the issues.
Bro, if that money was used for properly, like, yo. I don't even think alcohol would be closed or would be, you know what I mean? Because we'd be handling this whole situation. That's what the money was there to aid us in handling COVID.
What are you saying? They bought all the alcohol?
Hmm?
Now they find there's no alcohol to sell.
No, I'm saying they weren't going to make excuses like...
They'll be making better decisions.
Yes. Yeah. And no excuses like, the hospitals can't take alcohol, whatever. Why? Because nurses would be super well compensated.
Mm.
There'd be new hospitals or places that are converted to hospitals that can actually take the numbers of people, including with the so-called alcoholics who have injured themselves filling up the trauma wards.
All right, cool. Next, Black Diamond.
Underrated.
Yeah.
I've got a crush on Black Diamond.
Which one?
Eh?
The singer, obviously.
The singer. Oh, the
that
singer.
One, what does he do?
I don't know.
What
he raps,
he
produces.
I don't know.
As long as the guy's singing and he does a good job. But they're still there, Joe. We a crew, a group. We respect that. But just an innocent question.
Yeah.
Fuck, but he is a very integral part of the group.
How does Ambitious do it, bro?
Yeah.
Hey, no Ambitious. Yeah.
It's simple. Sign talented people, bro. Mm. Not your friends, not your girlfriend that you're banging, or just sign talented people. There's so much talent out there, bro. Yeah. There's no excuse that there isn't talent out there.
But their songs have the same effect on me, bro. Like, first time I heard Price to Pay, I'm like, fuck, this song's trash.
Mm.
2 weeks, 3 weeks go by. By the end of the month, I'm like, hey, you got a price to pay. Same thing with Summer with Mood. Dope song.
Summer
with Mood. Lastly, Twitter.
Twitter?
Mm.
Overrated.
Ne?
Can I say something? I wish there was no Twitter, man, at this present moment. So Percy Dow plays for Brighton.
Yeah.
Playing yesterday. And South African Twitter did their thing. So there was a second match. His first English Premier League match yesterday. The other match was a trophy competition, right? And the amount of insults.
For real.
Guys, and I'm South African. I'm proud of Percy Tau. But let's not insult his players that he plays with, his teammates, that he needs to wake up every day and face. So there was a guy who didn't pass Percy Tau or whatever.
So now everyone must pass Percy Tau.
Hey, people were... Oh. And now it's Twitter, right? You can, I mean, he's on Twitter. He's a young guy. And they were bashing him. I'm sure he just logged onto Twitter and there was this torrent of tweets from South Africans.
Wow.
Masipao, pass Percy Tau. And he's like trading, asking, what's Masipao? You know what I mean? Like, bro, it's bad. And I think, guys, let's think. Percy Tau needs to face these people at training. Right? And also, the team, Brighton would tweet before last year and no more Brighton fans could go under the tweet, see comments. Now they can't because they're like, make Percy Tau the president of the team. Make Percy Tau the captain of the team. Literally, these are the tweets.
Wow.
You know what I mean? You guys know nothing about football. At least Percy Tau will school you. And I think it's so much pressure on Percy Tau.
Shit.
And, and also we've got ourselves as a country to blame, because if, like Nigeria, we were sending out many players into the world, including English Premier League, it wouldn't be such a big deal.
Yeah.
One of our own is there. Mm. Right? Now that it is, it's like, yo, bruh. So, hey, it's Twitter overrated, man. Yeah. Guys, can we tone it down, man? Let Percy Tau be and not put so much pressure on him. We love him, we appreciate him. He knows that. But don't insult his teammates.
Remember, it used to be a big deal to trend on Twitter. Now I check, I'm like, with 1,000 tweets, you can trend, eh?
Yeah.
Like, it's simple now to trend, eh?
Yeah. Is it simple?
Yeah, it used to be a big
thing. People used to pay people to, like, push my single.
1,000 tweets, you can trend, I promise you.
Real.
Shit, let's do it. Have we ever trended on Twitter?
Not recently.
Let's do it. Let's
okay,
do
so
it.
how do we trend?
Let's start a trend.
So tell Chillers to tweet
something
a particular
stupid
hashtag.
Yeah, but something
stupid. Just tweet anything with our hashtag.
Nah. It must be something where if you watch the podcast, if you watch this episode, then you'd know. Let's do something like Mnaga for Shaka Zulu.
Naga for Shaka Zulu.
Let's get that trendy.
Okay.
Yeah, let's. Naga. Okay. Hashtag Naga for Shaka Zulu. Naga for Shaka Zulu.
Yeah.
And then people will not even know. How does this person look like?
Who's Naga?
Who's Naga?
Yeah.
So I just found Naga goes like
M-N-A-K-A.
For Shaka Zulu.
Naga for Shaka Zulu.
Yeah.
Four as in the number four.
Well, how?
Yeah, number four. Yeah, that's
four?
Gonna be too long.
Yeah.
So yeah, to all the chillers who are watching right now, grab your phone, go onto Twitter, and just hashtag Mnaga for Shaka Zulu.
Naga with a K, yeah?
Yeah, with a K.
Yeah.
Then they're even confused. Even the producers, even Bomb must be like, wait, we made a mistake.
No. Find him, Naga.
Find him, Naga.
We need to find Naga now.
Just like Henry Tyler, he will be a Shaka Zulu.
Like
if
not.
This train's having a fucking piss my pants.
You heard him, right? If he trains, he needs to stand here and piss his pants. You heard him, right?
Oh, shit. Anyway.
He needs to piss his
pants. Oh, fuck. We forgot to DM Trevor last week.
Oh, we did. Yeah, we man. Did. Oh, bro. And people were like, Chillers reminded us that, guys, Trevor.
Yeah, Trevor.
All right. What do you want to say as we wrap it up while I DM
Trevor?
Trevor?
Finished the game. Is it finished?
Yeah.
No, it was the last one, that one. Yeah. The game.
You like it?
I loved it.
I'll bring it back soon. Okay.
Before, guys, we can't mention rest in peace, 1D.
Olokshin
Culture, 1D in Zimande.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, passed away. So Olokshin Culture, I think everybody knows this, was founded by two guys, 1D and Schaba.
Mm.
And one of the founders passed away.
I always remember the song, It Is Wonderful.
Yes.
Olokshin Culture, Schaba and 1D. What happened to H2O?
H2O, guys.
Last time I was with 1D, we're doing something in Free State. We're doing like a podcast webinar
or
seminar.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. And we started talking there, and he was just telling me about like how he started Lokshin Culture and the impact it's had and the history of hip hop, SA hip hop.
Yeah, he loves
like, fuck, man, we gotta do a podcast, man. Because it was so inspiring, man.
Yeah.
And the stories, like you're saying, we don't document
these stories.
Dude. Like, I mean, Lokshin Culture, bro.
Mm.
Huge brand. I mean,
massive.
They should be like...
There wouldn't be a Makip Kip.
No.
No.
It's one of those, like, you know, Lakshan, Wandi and Chava had to, what's the that cliche? Had to crawl.
Crawl and walk where everybody could run.
Before Makip Kip to run.
Before Makhosa could run. Before Makip Kip to run. You know what I mean? All these local brands. The first was Lakshan Culture.
Yeah, great guy though, man. Good
yeah, super great guy, dude. Humble. I mean, he was a DJ. DJ 1D, resident DJ at Kai FM. Yeah, man. May soul rest in peace, bro.
What am I saying, Trevor?
And also hey, this Sam. Nigga. Sam Phillips.
Sam Dr. Phillips, Fem- legendary actor, man.
Who's that one?
Thespian.
He's a thespian, bro. Ish.
Local guy. Or?
Local guy, bro. You know the face. Yeah. It's one of those, like, you. Everybody knows his face.
Sam Phillips.
Dr. Sam Phillips. Sam Google Phillips.
Sam Phillips. You know the actor, bro. Legendary. Yeah. Almost on everything.
Yeah, he always plays like, the... he was even face. On.
Oh, he's gone.
Even, yeah,
he's gone,
he
bro.
Oh man, I know
even
him.
Even just now, what is it? City. Damn.
No, Joburg. Joburg, Kings of Joburg. Kings of, Kings he wasn't Kings of Joburg yeah. also.
Oh man,
legendary, legend, bro. Legend that one, yeah.
Damn. You know, so legend, we lost man, very.
So,
2021.
Hey, this week, man.
Yeah, bro. This part, the season we're in now. It's literally season of death.
Yeah. All right, cool. What am I saying to Trevor? Hey, yeah, no, this guy is blue ticking me. Hey.
Hey, Trev.
Still booting you.
Hey, chief. Hey,
this time he would just say, hey, Trev.
yeah.
Scroll
hey.
Up.
Yeah.
No. Just, hey, Trev.
Yeah.
And then, but don't write the whole name, Trevor. Say, hey, Trev.
Yo, hey, Trev.
Hey, Trev. Uh-huh.
You must be quite busy.
Yeah.
Hope your leg is fine. Hope you're out of crutches now.
Hey, Trev. I'm just going to say, hey, Trev.
Hey, Trev. Hey, you must
let's
be really
see if he reads
busy.
That.
Hey
Trev.
Oh, you can't say hey Trev. Oh. That's just like weird, like
Hey Trev.
Okay, yeah, right now. Hey Trev.
Mm-hmm. Hey Trev.
You must be really busy.
Must be really busy.
Since you have not seen all these texts.
Really busy.
Or since you have not had time to respond.
Since you haven't responded.
But it's fine.
Now you're writing an essay. Yo. Hey, Trev.
Send him an email. You must be really busy. I understand you're a busy man.
Yes.
Yeah.
I understand you're a busy man, but hear me out.
Yeah, understand. You're a busy man.
We really need you.
Busy.
You're the biggest comedian from SA with the biggest podcast in SA.
I understand you're a busy man.
It's a perfect marriage.
Hit me up.
Yeah.
There we go.
Hit me
up. Okay, hit me up.
Yeah.
Sweet. Perfect. Done.
Oh.
Cool. Anything else I'm missing?
Now with that. Oh yeah, shout out to DJ Leg. He got the bag. The rhyme. Oh, shout out DJ Leg. He got the bag. So
like
DJ Leg, Wula M has paid him now.
Oh, sweet.
And he says he's happy with the amount.
He's happy.
And remember, DJ Leg is not some hungry DJ. I mean, he's toured and played in Denmark.
Who's a hungry DJ?
Yeah?
Who's a hungry DJ?
Ah, come on. There's so many hungry DJs in South Africa. Oh, what do you mean? DJ Leg plays in Denmark.
Look at you. Are
plays
you
in
names?
Sweden. Stockholm. So when he says he's not happy, he's happy with an amount, it's a bag.
Yeah.
I mean, Tracy Chapman was... Now, let's put this into context. Nicki Minaj paid Tracy Chapman $400 US, mm-hmm. $400,000 US for a song that Nicki couldn't clear the sample and never made it on Nicki's album. A song she didn't generate income
just,
from.
Yeah. Chilling.
Just a song. Exactly. Yeah. Just for recording it. Yeah. She paid $400K to Tracy Chapman.
Yeah.
Now, this is a song that Will.i.am released. That is out there. That is, I hope, is going to be big.
Yeah.
So.
Well, probably even big already.
Exactly. Yeah. So, let's say they paid him $800,000 US. How much is that?
Oh.
Over 10 million?
Yeah, over 10 million.
If it's $500K in US dollars, that's 7 million?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck,
so
we gotta
DJ Lag, bro.
We gotta hit him up so he can build that complex of ours.
Dude, yeah, exactly. Lag.
You can pay him via streams.
Exactly. You know? And you make house music and you're making complexes with houses. You know what I mean? And you're a house DJ.
Yeah, you know?
Huh? How about you literally become a house pioneer? Literally. Nigga. Lag. Don't lag behind, dog. Euphonica's Bowen.
Exactly.
He's got estates. He's got complexes.
That's true.
Don't be caught flat-footed. Build flats.
That's a song.
Oh, man. We had here. Podcast and chill. Boom.